It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Happy Friday to you. Thanks so much for joining us today. Aubrey Sweeney is an actress. She's a comedian. She does a podcast. She does a blog. She does a website. She travels the country in an RV with her fun and fun-loving dog, and she is here live.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Aubrey, it's great to see you again.
Me too.
Wonderful to have you here. Literally one of the hardest working people in show business. It's amazing all the things that you do. Let's start with the Omaha Improv Festival, which is happening this weekend.
Right. Well, next week. Tonight I'm actually at the VFW, Post 10727, which is a sold out show. So sorry, guys. But yeah, next weekend is the Omaha Improv Comedy Festival. It's going to be awesome. I'm super stoked about it. I was excited to get the call to be part of it. But yeah, so there's like improv teams from all over the place coming in to perform. Myself and two Nebraska natives based in LA are coming out. Christina Marie Leonard and Peter Marr are also going to be we're going to be bringing some stand up action at opening night, which is Friday at the Backline. And I know that there's stuff happening at the Doubletree, but I'm not sure. There's a third location, and I don't know that off the top of my head.
The side room, the Ralston Arena side room.
Okay.
No, that's you, April 27th. Never mind.
Oh yeah, we did that already.
Right.
Yeah.
The Omaha Comedy Fest. Okay, so we got Backline, Doubletree, and then Backline again.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You know my schedule better. I do. But yeah, so that should be really, really, really fun event. What a great way to wrap up May. And then in June, there's cool stuff because we've got Sumner, which is the 9th, and that's also a benefit for the Nebraska Humane Society. And then you and I got a show together.
Yes, we do.
June 22nd at the Backline. So
right.
So summer's cool. It's a cool summer.
It's going to be
great. Yeah, it's a cool summer.
Well, I want to talk about how you kind of got into this. And what I mean by that is you made a decision a couple of years ago as a performer that no apartment, no home base. Mm-hmm. You bought an RV,
mm-hmm.
and that is where you live with your puppy.
Mm-hmm. And the cat, Shira. Can't forget Shira. She'll get mad. Right. She will get you. You yeah. leave her out.
She's not the Claude, so I got to watch out. And tell us, how do you go about strategically booking these shows and going around the country just living?
Well, so the RV kind of came out of, I was flying everywhere. And that's just not really... But, like, I like to be places. Like, if I come to Nebraska, I'm going to stay for 2 months. I mean, here's different because it's home. My family's here. But I like to experience the cities and the towns, and I like the journey. So the RV was great, especially with a puppy, and we both like hiking. So I kind of, when I'm booking, I'll say, you know what? I really want to go to South Dakota. I haven't been to South Dakota in many years. And so I'll look at South Dakota. I'll see what they've got available for comedy clubs, for music venues, things like that. And then I'll make a couple calls, see what they've got going, and kind of start basing a tour around the destination that I wanted to hit, and then go, okay, well, I'm going to be in South Dakota. Let's go to North Dakota. And just kind of, you know, plan. So, I mean, it is some planning. I'll usually plan my tours about 6 to 9 months in advance.
Sure. Mm-hmm. While you're driving, does that facilitate your ability to write new bits, to work on things? Well, you know, you're on the road. I mean, do you use a recorder? How do you do that?
I do. I'll just record stuff into my phone. I honestly think the road, when I'm driving, what it really improves on is my karaoke skills, because I am known to do a good car jam, right? You know, so I'll be like, ooh, that's a good karaoke song. Yeah. My voice memos in my phone are just ridiculous, because it'll just be weird stuff like, oh, that time when, I think I'm just going to create like a whole bit based on remember that time when, because that's how all of my voice memos start. Remember that time when, this would be a good bit. Remember that time when. So I think it might just be my whole, you know, my next new hour will just be remember that time.
Sure. Now, you've also been doing a video podcast as well. I think you've got about 8 or 9 episodes in the can right now.
Yeah. 8 I think eight sounds about right. Yeah, eight to 10. Yeah.
What was the genesis of that? Because that's from people all over the country, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So basically where it's called Comedy and Camping with Aubrey Sweeney. And basically what that grew out of, I was lost in Arizona right around Hatch, which you've probably had a Hatch pepper. Everyone has. It's a huge pepper farming community. And I was up there. So confused. Phone is not working. I couldn't even figure out where I was on a map. So, you know, you're like standing and the wind's blowing and it's one of those 80s movie scenes. and so I asked a gentleman, you know, how to get back on the road to get to California. we got to talking about the peppers and harvesting peppers and what that's like and what it was like living in that area. And I loved the story so much. And everybody that would listen, I'm making phone calls like, hey. And that's what the podcast grew out of.
That's outstanding. Yeah. Yeah. That's Aubrey Sweeney. If you would like to follow her, you can go to lovethatdog.com. Mm-hmm. Again, that's lovethatdog.com. Aubrey Sweeney is in town. Her schedule's posted there. Mm-hmm. Morning Edition continues right now.
Thank you.